What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Come on, we were talking about drama.
What's the name of this game we're going to play?
How about we, like, you know, the let's make a deal happens? Like, let's make a trade. Let's do that. Let's make a trade. As we do NBA trade machine version of let's make a deal. Let's make a trade for the Golden State Warriors.
Season's not even over.
It's not.
And already I'm seeing things fly. Now, these are all coming from the internet. And I want to give that individual who runs the account their credit. This is GSW Ball Report. Okay. On Twitter. I think they have an Instagram as well. Oh, I saw these and I printed a bunch of them up so that I could show them to the YouTube audience, read them to the radio audience, and let's play the game.
Show me.
Hi, I'm Joe Shasky, and you're here, and we're trying to find out if the trade is right. I'm going to read off a trade to you, our lucky host, I'm going to read it off, and you're going to tell me if it's too high in terms of the cost for the Warriors, too low for the team on the receiving end, or the trade is just right. Okay. All right, let's bring our contestant, Joe Spadoni. Come on down.
Big money. Big money. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, Joe.
First time, long time.
The very first trade. Here we go. And the Warriors would be sending out Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody to the Chicago Bulls. And they would acquire Nickeil Alexander-Walker, De'Anthony Melton, Brooks Lopez, and Kobe White. Is that too much, as in too high of a cost? Is it too low, as in we wouldn't give up enough? Or is the trade just right?
That, you'd be getting back a lot.
I'll read it again.
Just right. No. That's insane.
Kuminga and Moody go to the Bulls. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, De'Anthony Melton, Brooke Lopez, and Kobe White come to the Warriors.
Yes, I am doing that deal. Yes.
The trade is right? Yes.
The trade is absolutely right.
How many people in our audience are doing that trade?
In a heartbeat. As we take a step back here, take my game show hat off real quick. I don't think the Bulls would ever do that, but you know what? If they are, hell yes, I'm good. Mike Dunleavy, where are you? Get this deal done now.
Isn't that surprising that Kuminga and Moody financially would, and this is the projection, would cost what Alexander Walker, Melton, Lopez, and Kobe White cost? I don't see the Bulls getting rid of Kobe White.
No, they would absolutely not do that. Now, I would be intrigued, but he is the future of that team, is he not?
There'd be a lot of signing and trading going on. Would we all agree?
Yeah, I think Nickeil Alexander Walker is an unrestricted free agent too, am I not? So you have to do a sign and trade? Yeah, there's a lot baked into that scenario.
Yeah.
But the name that is tantalizing is Kobe White.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
The heartbeat.
All right. And look, 888-957-9570. If you want to get in on the game that everyone's playing, is the trade right?
And bring your own trades. Bring them here.
I'll take them.
I'll hear all the trade ideas.
I've got some good ones. Here's number two.
Number two.
And this one is tasty.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ooh. What about the Warriors acquiring Derek White, who might be available this offseason, given that the Boston Celtics are up against it financially and are going to have to shed some salary, and they clearly are in a resetting process with Jason Tatum out for the year? Would you be in or out on Derek White?
Derek White, he is an integral part of a Boston Celtics championship.
I want to clarify, Logan Murdoch of the Real Ones and the Ringer podcasts is the one who's suggesting that Derek White, the Boston Celtics point guard, could be available and that the Warriors could show interest. Would you be in on that?
30 years old. He's going to be 31 in July. He has a $28 million cap hit next season. So coming into this next year, $28 million, then it goes 30. Then it goes 32. Then he has a player option for $34 million. So he is getting paid handsomely. That being said, he's a very good player. He could start if you need to. He knows his role. He's a good shooter, a good three-point shooter. Could take over a game. We've seen that. Game one of the NBA Finals at Chase Center. What am I giving up?
I don't know. It doesn't say. And Logan Murdoch didn't say. I don't know what you'd give up for $28 million. Like, I think most people are like, I'm not giving up Draymond for Derek White. Most Warrior fans, would you guys agree?
Yeah, most would say that, but I'd think about it.
Really?
I would think about it.
Whoa.
I don't know with this version of Draymond Green.
Is that too much? Do Warrior fans think that's too much? Draymond Green for Derek White.
Because you got to think that the Celtics are moving off Porzingis. He's gone. There's going to have a need there. Al Horford, has he got anything left?
He might retire.
He might be done. Real quick, would that be something? Draymond Green in Boston? Oh my God.
Size matters.
It's a perfect name though, right? Green, Celtic Green. Like, come on. Like, it writes itself, but I don't know how
David Portnoy and Draymond high-fiving would be just hilarious.
Well, they'd do a podcast together at that point. Hashtag new media.
Oh my God.
He'd actually be a Barstool employee at that point.
It would be insane. And by the way, you know who else does the post-game shows for Boston television sometimes? Kendrick Perkins.
Oh my God.
Stop it.
Hey, Scalabrine.
Hey, so
I'm in on Derek White. Though. I'm intrigued.
I like this trade way more than I like the Melton Lopez. I'm so out on Brook Lopez. I'm just going to be the first. I'm out. Just out.
Well, he's old. He's too old. He's stiff. Stop.
Yeah, I'm not trying to raise the mean, average age of my team to like 41.
10 years ago, I'm all in, but it's not 10 years ago.
Yeah, I'm out
on
that. All right. I think this is one that is controversial.
Oh.
What if I told you the Warriors would give the Grizzlies Jonathan Kuminga, Brandon Pajemski, Moses Moody, 2 first-round picks, and the Warriors would get Jaren Jackson Jr.? Are you in or out? Is it too much to give up, too little to give up, or just right?
Ooh, that's an interesting one. Because we were all talking about JJJ a couple weeks ago now. Maybe it's a month at this point. I don't even remember. Going up against that play-in game. What do we come away from saying with Jaren Jackson Jr.?
He does some dumb things. He's a stud, though.
And doesn't use that 6'10 frame and that 7'4 wingspan to his advantage. He camps in the corner, shoots some threes. I got body envy, Joe. He's a physical specimen, and he's done some really good things. He's a couple-time All-Star. He's all rookie. He's a two-time block leader, so he can get after it.
He can hit the three.
He's 25, though. So that is why I'm so damn tantalized with him.
I would listen.
You're telling, you're asking me? I'm doing that deal.
Oh, you're doing it.
Well, 7 days.
Let me read it again.
7 days all week long. Yes.
Jaren Jackson comes to the Warriors. The Grizzlies get JK, Pods, Moody, and 2 first-round picks.
Yeah, I'm doing that deal in a heartbeat.
Wow.
I'm doing that deal in a heartbeat.
I wonder how many people are doing that deal. You're not, Carter. Why are you shaking your head?
That is such an overpay.
The 2 first-round picks or the players?
2 first-round picks plus Pajemski, who's one of your highest minutes guys, plus Jonathan Kuminga, who could be a future star potentially, and then Moses Moody, one of your biggest role players.
I'm getting a guy that's already a 2-time all-star, though, Carter. Not to mean to cut you off.
He's not a good all-star, though.
Okay.
Low-level all-star.
Stop.
Jamal McGlure?
Stop.
I mean, he is. He's not a superstar.
There's no such thing as a 2-time low-level all-star.
He's a Wiggins all-star.
Wiggins has one.
We have levels to it. There's Curry all-stars, and then there's Wiggins all-stars.
Yeah, there's superstars, and there's all-stars.
This is what Jaren Jackson Jr. averaged last year. 22, 5, 2 on 50% shooting. Like, I'm taking
5 and 2. That's cute.
I don't think I'm giving up all 3 of JK, Pods, and Moody in this trade.
Even if I can all just one of came three. Out of these playoffs saying that none of them stepped up until JK had to without Steph. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Like, I get it. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 1 game sample size against the Warriors or 2. Oh, he didn't look that very good. Stop.
I would probably do JK, Moody, and a pick. That's what I probably would do.
That seems more right.
Or Pods, Moody, a pick over that.
So I don't need to put you guys out there. Carter was destroying Pajemski the last month off air and on air.
Still will. He had one good game.
You want to take that away from him by trading Pods away?
Moses Moody was a no-show in the playoffs. Jonathan Kuminga only showed up because Steph went out. And those guys, That's too much.
Full disclosure.
Stop.
If Ja and JK got together, I actually think they'd be pretty sweet together.
Or as a,
I actually like that.
It could be sweet or it could be combustible all over it.
What would Kerr do without Pods? Oh,
wow. He'd have to find another Nico Mannion.
But real quick, wouldn't Jaren Jackson Jr.? Who loves Jaren Jackson Jr. on the Warriors right now? Former Michigan State guy.
Oh, Draymond?
Draymond loves JJJ. That perfect. He needs that leader, right?
Oh, that's what we need. Draymond coaching up another young guy.
That's right.
That's what we need.
That's right.
Draymond, you're in the mature phase of your career. We need you to tutor him.
Get Tom Izzo out here as a special advisor.
Get those situational flagrants that fire up the team.
Am I taking crazy pills that people are saying that's too much to get Jaren Jackson?
It is a lot. Because if I'm going to trade first, I'm holding out for this guy. And per Brian Windhorse, the Warriors do have assets for a Giannis trade, but they can't win a bidding war. That I agree with. Giannis. And now comes the kicker. Obviously, we would all want Giannis. Everyone wants Giannis.
I don't know what I'm giving up.
Would you trade this guy for Giannis as I hold up Jimmy Butler photoshopped in a Bucks uniform? If it costs you Jimmy Butler...
Yes.
To get Giannis,
yes.
Would you do it?
Yes. Not even close. Yes.
How many Warrior fans? Let's have fun. How many Warrior fans, if it cost you Jimmy Butler, are you doing it?
I'm getting a player that's 5 years younger who's won a title and has been a multi-time MVP, Joe. You're acting like this is a tough decision.
Oh, so this is a layup.
Yes. It's a clay up.
Clay missed those layups.
Oh, no.
Is this unanimous?
I think so.
Yes, it's not even close. That's a no-brainer.
What's the most controversial?
YouTube chat right now is also agreeing that they would do Jimmy for Giannis.
Obviously you're throwing in a bunch of firsts and things like that. But like, all right, so let me ask you this one. Of these two trades, if I said the cost was exactly the same, if I said it was Kuminga, Pods, Moody, and let's just say 1 first-round pick, would you rather have Derek White or Jaren Jackson Jr.?
Okay, if you're saying they're the same thing on both of them.
Yes, let's say the trade's exactly the same.
Jaren Jackson Jr.
Because I'd rather have him?
I'm looking at the
future. If I surrender Pods, I think I might want Derek.
Yeah, but okay. How are you viewing this? How are you viewing this entire situation? Because I'm thinking about the now and the future still.
He would give you that rim-running big. He would
JJJ
give you that shooter.
JJJ could be a future star player that you can actually build around. I mean,
we can't do 2 timelines. This is about winning right now.
No, this isn't 2 timelines. Like, we're talking about the projection of a Jonathan Kuminga for a lot of players. I know what Jaren Jackson Jr. is. He's a 2-time All-Star. He's 25 years old. This guy is a star player.
Yeah,
He's been the second best player on a team that's been to multiple playoff runs.
But who plays basketball the way the Warriors want to play basketball more?
Well, that's a good question because Jaren Jackson Jr.
White, right?
Jaren Jackson Jr. likes to shoot the three ball. I'm talking about
like EQ, IQ, like that. Like that's a big thing for this team.
I don't know. Taylor Jenkins is there. You don't think highly of Taylor Jenkins when he was there as the Memphis Grizzlies head coach. I don't know. He's playing with this guy. Who's my guy, coach from Greenland or whatever? I don't even know who they're full-time coaches now.
The guy from Finland, yeah.
The guy from Finland. See, I said, what I say, Greenland? I don't even know where the guy's from.
Something to think about, though. JJJ is 25. Yeah, Derek White is 30.
You know, where does Draymond play? Like, does JJJ play the 4 or the 5?
Oh, well, Draymond, move over.
Well, Draymond off the bench.
Right? Exactly. Well, that's what I'm saying. Go to the bench.
Get Steven Adams, who played alongside JJJ for a
all
couple
of years. All of a sudden,
years.
We got size? All of a sudden now?
So where's everybody at? 888-957-9570. If I told you realistically could surrender some of the young guys in a first-round pick, would you rather have Jaren Jackson Jr. or Derek White? I think it's pretty simple. Which one would you want? And why?
Okay.
Rapid fire.
I like all things being equal there between some players that are realistically you can go after and maybe get.
And now, it's going to cost you.
It's always going to cost you. But are the Warriors at a point now, Joe, I guess, where they need to go after one of these players? Like, they need to. That is a need.
Joe, I'm all in on trying to win one more championship with this unit. I don't care
what. So you're saying this team as currently constructed cannot win a title? You're saying that right now?
I have a hard time thinking that they could stay healthy for the regular season and then stay healthy for the entire playoffs.
And you're telling me that is because age is a factor now?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you to go get JJJ because he is 25 years old, multi-time All-Star, all-defensive first team twice, by the way. Defensive player.
Oh, I love him. You know I love him.
Defensive player of the year. And we're saying it's way too much to get Jaren Jackson Jr. What are you guys smoking? Pajemski, Moody, Kuminga, we can't do it. Stop. None of them are going to have the career that Jaren Jackson Jr. has already had.
Would you
25.
If it cost you Draymond Green for one of these two players, and you got to keep the young players, would you do that?
Yes.
You would do Draymond for Derek White?
Derek White's an interesting one for me.
I don't think a lot of Warrior fans would.
But Derek White checks a lot of boxes that you need to check.
Who is going to pass to Steph? Would you trade Draymond for JJJ? I don't think a lot of Warrior fans would. I would. I don't think a lot of Warrior fans would. I really don't. I think we're in the minority there.
I do think we're talking about this, and we're doing it from a Warriors lens, and obviously
the
Warriors.
There's no question
it takes two to tango with some of these.
Yeah,
I think we're
having fun with this.
We're having fun. No, exactly. And that's what we're doing right now in 888-957-9570. If you have a trade idea, I'm saying a legitimate trade idea. It can't be, let's do Jimmy for Giannis straight up, Draymond for Giannis. Like, that's not happening.
Well,
if
I could, like, I'm telling you right now, if they were like, if Milwaukee said the only way we're trading you Giannis is you have to take Dame, I would do it.
Oh, your boy, you'd be Dame's number one fan now.
Even though I know he's rehabbing and, like, you don't know what player you're going to get. Like, Giannis, I would do.
There is a salary, like, situation there. Dame's making a boatload of
money. That's what I'm saying. Like, so if there was kind of any kind of opportunity, like, they're like, hey, we have to staple this contract or that guy, you do it.
In that scenario, you try to find a third team and try to move Dame's contract somewhere else. Shift them back.
Maybe, but I'm saying, like, I would even be not opposed to just keeping him. Just to get Giannis, that's how important Giannis is, you know, at the top of the mountain, he's Everest, and then everything else is like the plane lands.
Would it be that, like, we're talking about Giannis, and I guess they're having like a sit-down meeting with him if Giannis ends up staying in Milwaukee?
I mean, Windhorst doesn't just say things.
What did he say?
His exact quote, the Warriors do have assets for a Giannis trade. They just can't win the bidding war, so it would have to require Giannis to demand to play with Steph Curry.
And as we've seen, players demanding things isn't what it used to be. It used to mean something. We saw with Jimmy Butler. He tried to try to go to Phoenix.
Yeah.
And Phoenix had a player with a no-trade clause in Bradley Beal. And what did he say?
He kind of screwed that up.
He said, kick rocks.
Yeah.
I'm staying here. So Kevin Durant, another thing, right?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant was like, nah. I'll stay. So what are they have? Players at the same point, they have all the power and they have none of the power, if that makes sense. It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
It depends on the situation. Casey in San Jose, he wants to get on this. The comment in the box is making me laugh. It's KC will drive Draymond to the airport for Derek White. KC, good morning.
Dave Portnoy picks him up and KC drops him off.
What do you got, KC?
Guys, I'll take it a step further. I will pay personally
as many folks in Asia to subscribe to his podcast and just get his numbers up. Whatever it takes, get that man off this team. He cannot be the guy to mentor the young guys. Draymond's got to go. Got to go. And if Derek White is available, oh, man, please, 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 please.
So you're going to outsourcing. Thank you, Casey. I don't know what he said. He said pay people in Asia is what he said. I don't think you can pay people here. We're trying to create jobs here in America is what we're trying to do. So let's keep it American, please. But what are we doing here? Draymond Green for Derek White?
I don't think a lot of Warrior fans would do that. They're like, okay, now who's going to guard? Who's going to guard?
It's an interesting enough like, player underneath. Where I have to think about it, though. It's like he's not the player.
I would do it. I don't think Warrior fans would do it.
I think where you look at him, he's like, oh, you look at the career first. He's like, Draymond Green's a better player overall. No one's saying that. Right now, who's a better player?
Why would Boston do that? You'd have to throw in picks.
They would be doing a fire sale is what they're saying, and saying, we can't compete without Tatum this year. We can't win a title without Tatum this year, so we're going to take our licks.
Now, Kristaps and Derek White would be interesting.
Porzingis is an interesting name.
He's a wild card for me. I like him more now than I ever have, but I also acknowledge, boy, he comes with a lot of red flags.
He is going to be the guy that I think the Lakers are going to be interested in. I think a team like Phoenix might be interested in. I think the Warriors absolutely will be, because the size tantalizes you with the shooting. And he did win a title last year.
Yeah.
And he was a contributor on a title-winning team. Kristaps is an interesting name in all this.
Because I keep thinking about, like, if a team is going to give you a good player, they're probably going to staple a bad player or someone who's got a unfavorable contract to it. Like, no one's going to do the Warriors a favor.
Derek White's coming off, by the way, a career year. 16 points he averaged, 4.8 assists, 4.5 rebounds, 38% from beyond the arc, 6'4", two-way guard.
I love him.
He can play anywhere, especially in the Warriors system.
He's what you want Pods to develop into.
Right.
Right? Like, that's in your dream scenario.
That's
Pods would make a perfect Celtic.
And if you're
they would love him.
And if you're trying to win now, would you rather wait for Pods for a couple years or just get the guy right now that you know he's 30? When this whole thing is over in a couple years, you can try to flip him to another contender, right? So, yeah. I'd be interested in Derek White, absolutely.
Are we having fun with this game?
I think Pajemski would be great in Boston, too. For
Peyton
reasons.
Pritchard, you'd have to, you know.
Oh, well, they'd
be fighting for glory.
What about Jaylen Brown?
I would be all in on Jaylen Brown, but he makes a lot of money.
Makes a lot of money, and I don't think the Celtics are going to want to part with, especially this next year. That's really them saying, screw it. We know we're done. We're done. If you get rid of Jaylen Brown,
that would give them their best haul back.
Yes. And
from
you
their perspective.
And there are teams out there that believe, because I believe, he can be the best player on a championship team.
But Joe,
I saw
he would
him
also
as the best
solve,
player last year.
He would also solve the number one need for the Warriors. A guy who can get his own bucket, who can play the two guard and defend elite on the perimeter. He is the literal what they've been searching for the last 5 years.
Now we're starting.
Size,
yeah.
Strength, in his prime, defender, Iron Man. Like, no.
There is belief the Celtics could move on from him. That's why I brought it up.
If he was available, I would trade multiple first-rounders and move heaven and earth to go get him. Yes, I would. I think he's exactly the type of player who could play alongside Steph Curry.
I'd be shocked. Like, if all the things that happened, I would be shocked if Jaylen Brown got traded. But just because you know you're
Jason. Played at Berkeley.
Yeah, but what's Jason Tate? It's hurt his Achilles. Like, that's the backup plan is why you have Jaylen Brown.
Yeah, but I think, we're really searching here, but I guess the dream scenario is Boston's like, yeah, we're just gonna blow it up.
He's going to be 29 this year. You think if you can't win a title this next year, then at that point he's going to be 30 next year. I guess if now's the time, this is going to be his peak trade value. Like, I guess you could talk yourself into it. I'll give this. Brad Stevens knows what he's doing. Like, as far as coaches that went from an elite college coach to an elite NBA coach to an elite executive,
yeah,
Brad Stevens,
he's got
has
a little
threaded the needle of yeah. just a great basketball mind.
He's got a little Pat Riley in him.
Yeah,
in that sense, where he not necessarily personality wise. I mean, more the ability to be elite at multiple things.
Right, and I guess he didn't want. He said. I'd rather talk about the CBA than all that crap was the quote when people just questioned whether you can move off of Jaylen Brown. Or I don't think it's going to happen. I would be shocked, but you can talk about it. It's a talking point.
What just about like, the guy that the Warriors have been linked to for forever? What about Zion?
You know how I feel about that. I want Zion if I'm a Warriors fan. He gives me everything. He checks all the boxes.
35 games?
Yeah, but that's...
He checks all the boxes but health.
Because New Orleans doesn't know what they're doing with their star players. Dr. Rick Celebrini, he knows what he's doing with these guys, okay? Why are you laughing?
Well, I mean, Steph just got hurt in the playoffs and Jimmy just got hurt.
He was on track to come back.
All guys get hurt. It doesn't matter about that. I love the trainer.
Steph was on track to come back in game six if Jimmy Butler could win a freaking game, all right? It's Jimmy's fault.
Aaron Gordon played with a grade two hammy.
Well, that's a conversation for just if the rest factor, one game in between all these. We have sound from Aaron Gordon, by the way, talking about that. We'll get to it at some point today. Just the overall health of some of these players falling and fading and just, you know, games.
Zion sounds better on paper and in the highlights than it does in reality. He's not a great defender either.
What are you giving up for Zion? Let's say he's on the table.
I'll give you Kuminga and some stuff.
What if it's Kuminga and Pajemski in a first round pick?
If it was Kuminga and Moody, I'd do it. Kuminga and Pajemski, I think I value Pajemski a little more than
why? Didn't we just see what Brandon Pajemski was in the playoffs?
He does play a lot of minutes for this team.
I think he stays.
Does he play a lot of good minutes?
He did this year. He was in the playoffs. I would say no, playoffs is a different story.
But that's what matters. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off here, Joe. We're talking about this as a playoff window for Stephen Curry.
Yeah, but to get to the playoffs, his 2 months were pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good to get them into the playoffs. And on a team that's that old, and if you are swinging a deal for a hurt Zion, you better have some healthy guards.
See, I think if I get Zion, just get me into the dance at some point, which is a tall ask, as we've seen from this team. But that's what, excuse me, the Lakers, that's what the Mavericks. Get me into the dance, and I'll coast through the regular season. I'll coast. And
Zion,
I'll take my chances.
Okay, Zion. He's been in the league since 2019-2020, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 years, he's played 214 games.
Yes. It's a risk. It's a major risk. He's also a two-time NBA All-Star.
That's in 6 years. In 2 years, and again, this is different positions, different players. Pods has probably played on what, 160?
Yeah.
Right, including the playoffs? It's a big difference. He played 30 games this year, Joe.
Just think about Zion Williamson on this team.
He's only 24.
Real quick. God. Just think if he had Zion against the Timberwolves. Who's stopping him?
Yeah.
No. Answer the question. Who's stopping him on the Timberwolves?
I don't know. That's actually a good question.
Rudy Gobert's not stopping Zion Williamson. Julius Randle's not stopping Zion Williamson. Right? There you go. Those guys aren't. Naz Reid, stop.
He shot 23% from three this year.
It's fine. I need him to dominate the paint is what I know he can do.
He's like 6'6".
He's huge.
No, I know, but he's not very big.
No, he's 280 pounds. He's 6'6". He's a man.
Yeah, he's stopping himself.
Yeah, exactly. In-N-Out Burger stopping him. That's what's stopping him.
Stop. You guys.
What?
You'll take Zion Williamson.
He's played 61 games once, 70 games once. The other years, didn't play a full season, 24 games, 29, and 30. It is a major risk.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.